And welcome to Community Kitchen. We're talking budgeting. Let's talk about it because everyone's talking about how money is tight. The weather's cold. We're wanting some wholesome foods packed with goodness. Using veg to spread that budget, it extends it. It helps it. It makes it a little bit more real. But of course, let's go back to buying in bulk. I know that sometimes the budget doesn't allow to actually go out and buy the amount of bulk food. But if you see it on special, whether it be mince or sausages or whatever it is, buy it and put it away and make sure you bag it. And you know, the one thing that I hate about buying in bulk is the fact that if you haven't marked it, it's a wasted buy. You may as well forget about it because you don't know what it is and it becomes that lost thing in the freezer. I like to pack my freezer. I like to pack it so I know where I've got things. But I also like to aim from getting a few meals out of every freeze. For example, I bought some Ozabooka just recently, and what I did was I had like 6 really good pieces of it. And I floured, spiced it, I browned it, I sealed it, and I used half of that. So I used probably about maybe 3 and 3.5, and I used as a really big, wholesome, warm casserole. And that then led me with leftovers, which I used that into a family pie. So there's 2 meals out of that one cook. Then I had enough to actually make another meal. So I did a Chinese braise, and using stock, which of course I do talk about stock, but I think it's a fantastic way to extend food, and with rice and with some steamed veggies. And that just shows you how you actually are using fresh food to extend the budget. Now, in 1980, we were eating 58% of fresh and we were using 26% of convenience. Around 2000, it changed to the fact that we were only using 28% of fresh. So all of a sudden, we've actually made our daily, weekly lunch, breakfast food very expensive. So really, we have to make the effort. I did 3 chicken frames today and let it just simmer. I simmered it for a long time because I really wanted to get all of the gelatinous jelly goodies out of those bones. And I wanted that to be the basis and great flavour for the meals that I will cook in this cold period. So that gave me, I think I got 9 large Chinese dishes of stock. And that's great because that means I've got risotto base, I've got a soup base, I've got a stew base, and I'm not using water, which of course just adds that extra flavour using the stock. So think about that. If you're home for the day and you've got that time, I just use a really nice big thick, actually it's a preserving pan. When I used to do a lot of preserves, I would use this big heavy pan, and I just put a piece of baking paper over the top so it never boils over, and I just add the usual suspects like the onion, celery, carrots. I did some shallots, ginger, some garlic today. I always put a little bit of Chinese cooking wine in there. I think it gives it a little bit of clarity. But that, when I did my braised Chinese beef, I used a beef stock, and it would just really adds the punch. So take the time to think about that because it really does add to it. And today I want to talk about using, say, for example, 1 protein and turning that into a few meals, using a tray bake or a deep dish to create oven dishes that are going to give you satisfying family meals for not that much money, but you might have to just take that little bit of time. And also going back to the fact that we don't want to use too many processed sauces, dishes. We all have those things, which are great in a hurry. But for your everyday week meals, you want to try and pack as much punch as you can into your cooking for your family.